Let's look at the man who built his house on the sand, verse 26. He heard these words of mine. So the man who built on sand was not an atheist. He was not even a nominal Christian who was sitting at home watching television on Sunday morning. He was a faithful churchgoer. He heard the words of Jesus. And you know, in those days when they didn't have a Bible, remember, for 1400 years, nobody had a printed Bible. The only place where they could hear the word of God was in a church meeting. The words of Jesus. He heard these words of Jesus. So the foolish man was one who went regularly to church. So he never missed a Sunday service. But he was foolish. He heard, maybe he understood it, maybe he was clever, humanly speaking. He was excited about what he heard. But when it came to his daily life, in his home, in his work, he did not do it. That's all. He heard these words of mine, but he did not yield his will. He understood it, excited about it, but he didn't do it. Now I want to say this, my dear brothers and sisters. If you want to escape deceiving yourself, the Bible speaks about a number of times in the New Testament about don't deceive yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Number of times. And if we don't want to deceive ourselves, then never evaluate your spirituality by how much you know the Bible, how well you can explain it, how well you can preach, how well you can sing, how much other people think of you as one who knows the scriptures or one who's a very exuberant Christian. Never evaluate yourself by that. But evaluate yourself by how much you deny yourself in daily life, at home, in relation to your husband and wife and family, and how much you deny your selfishness that there is in all of our nature. When the Bible calls speaks about our flesh, in which dwells nothing good, Romans 7:18. We can say that the reverse of it would be saying everything in our flesh is selfishness. We're always thinking of ourselves first. We're always thinking of our own convenience. If I take this course of action, how will it affect me and my family? What is the minimum I have to deny myself and get maximum benefit from God and from my fellow believers and from the church? And what is the minimum I have to do to deny myself? That is the corruption of the flesh. And if I'm not denying that in daily life, and if I'm not getting light on it more and more, if I'm walking with the Lord, I'll be getting more and more light on this selfishness that there is in my flesh. The subtle pride that I have in my imagined spirituality. If I'm not getting light on it, I'm not really walking in the light. The Bible never speaks about standing still in the light. If we walk in the light, that means I'm getting closer and closer to God, who is the only source of true light. God is light. We read in 1 John 1, God is light. And if we walk in that light, walk means I get closer and closer to that light. That means I'm getting more and more light on myself. On what? On my selfishness. And to walk in the light, there's only one way to walk in that light. And that is when I get light on my selfishness, I deny it. I haven't seen all of it. I've got a long way to go to see all of it. But that one little bit that I see in some situation in my home or in my work spot or somewhere else, or I often used to find it driving a scooter down the roads of India as well, I could get light on myself. I could get light on it at home. I could get light on it in the way I handle my finances. I could get light on it. I could get light on it even when I'm preaching or in church, and all the time. Light on my selfishness, my lack of consideration for others, and I get light on it and I say, Lord, I want to put this to death. There I deny myself in order to do the will of God. There, in that moment, I have found that narrow way that leads to life. And if I haven't found that in daily life, whether I know it or not, I'm walking a broad way. Even if I'm doing miracles, preaching great sermons. I remember many years ago the Lord told me, never evaluate your life by all these external activity that you're doing for me. Preaching, traveling, writing books, singing songs. Never evaluate yourself by any of these things. Your value before me is how much you deny yourself, your will, your selfishness, how you get light on it and you deny it in order to do my will. That's the wise man who hears. And he's not, the foolish man hears and he's excited about it. You know, to know the scriptures, to be able to explain the scriptures, my house is still on sand. And to be excited about Jesus, my house is still on sand. But when I go through the sand, it's not that we despise the mind, it's not that we despise the emotions. God created our mind and God created our emotions. And when we hear God's word, it goes through our eyes or ears, right now through the ears. It first comes to our mind. And it's coming into your mind now. And then it stirs our emotions. We respond inwardly, but we still haven't become spiritual. We haven't still hit rock. We're still going through the sand. The sand is our mind and our emotions. When do you hit rock? When you say, I'm going to deny my will in this area where God has shown, given me light. See, that's what it says in Luke 6:48. The wise man is like a man who, building a house, Luke 6:48, dug deep and put his foundation on the rock. So why was he digging deep? Because it all sand all the way down here. It was sand, 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 sand. Intellectual understanding, being able to explain the scriptures, excited about it, was still sand. And he said, I'm not happy. Now, a person who gets happy, say, hey, I've understood the scriptures. I'm excited about it. Boy, we had a wonderful time of praise this morning in Sunday. Wasn't that some lovely songs we sang? It's all sand, brother. When you hit rock is when you've gone through that and denied your will. And you say, I do what God tells me to do. Then I have laid my foundation on the rock. Then the flood can come and the torrent can burst. The rains can come. I'm rock solid.